barriers to achieving net zero carbon in buildings. Construction is among the many industries pushing to achieve net zero carbon within a short timeline due to concerns about climate change and the signing of the Paris Agreement by most developed countries in 2015. Construction's annual carbon output, including that from construction and building operations, is responsible for about 40% of annual global energy-related emissions, according to the World Economic Forum. At the 2021 United Nations Climate Change Conference, COP26, in Glasgow, Scotland, more than 100 countries made various pledges to reach net zero emissions, reverse deforestation, or significantly increase the use of renewable energy by 2030 or a later time frame. While some are optimistic about the feasibility of these pledges, others see barriers to achieving the goal of net zero carbon. A survey by UK-based construction consultancy Patrick Parsons on the efforts and potential barriers to achieving net zero carbon in the UK offers an interesting snapshot. The UK is the world's fifth largest economy as ranked by GDP and depends on the construction industry for about 10% of its annual GDP. Similar to the global trend, the UK's construction and building operations account for around 40% of the country's total carbon emissions. In the survey, Patrick Parsons interviewed project managers who have collectively been involved in more than £26 billion worth, $34 billion, of construction projects over the past year, a significant percentage, 20 to 25%, of the annual total output. The survey found that most, 86%, of the participants believe that COP26 will accelerate advances in sustainability in the construction sector during 2022 and that the industry is doing enough to reach net zero emissions by 2050. Most executives see significant commercial value in developments with sustainable design, with 83% saying that designing projects with green credentials give them a competitive advantage, and 86% saying that sustainable design adds value to current developments. Thus, most respondents expect the value of developments with sustainable design to increase by 10 to 20% over the next 3 years. Interestingly, water neutrality, similar to its carbon counterpart but receiving less attention, will become a major consideration in the construction industry. According to Patrick Parsons' associate Andy Johnson, water neutrality is rising up the sustainability agenda as the construction industry focuses on using scarce natural resources more responsibly and placing even greater importance on protecting natural habitats and pollution and flood prevention. Although the executives surveyed say that a small percentage of their organization's developments are water neutral, there is a push toward water neutrality. For example, 44% of the survey participants expect 20 to 50% of their projects to be water neutral by 2025. In addition, the executives surveyed think that improvements in building materials, the supply chain, and sustainable design can help reduce a project's carbon footprint. For example, 62% of respondents mention a lack of alternative materials with a lower carbon footprint. In addition, more than two-thirds, 68%, of respondents call for reducing the carbon footprint of the building material supply chain. Moreover, 52% believe that sustainable design will become increasingly important over the next 12 months. Lastly, the respondents highlight the need to involve policymakers in response to COP26, with 63% saying that changes in existing planning regulations are needed for the sector to hit the target. In conclusion, Connor Murphy, senior partner, structural engineering at Patrick Parsons, said, "Reducing the impact of our built environment is no longer an option but an imperative, and sustainable design and engineering has a crucial role in protecting the environment and our communities."